Computers may intimidate many elderly women and quite a few elderly men, too, but the digital world is also opening doors for many people whose lives are otherwise confined to nursing homes and elder daycare centers. Helen Gray of Colorado Public Radio visited one home and discovered an audio email friendship between a young boy and a 109-year-old resident, Mamie Legg.
Are you ready, Mamie?
Is Mason here?
Not yet. We're going to send him a message, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Mason. How are you, honey?
Mamie Legg speaks clearly into the small computer microphone. She sits upright from her chair at the Christian Living Center in Denver. She's neatly dressed in a green and blue dress, her wispy white hair combed, her posture surprisingly straight. She's recording a greeting to her friend Nathan York, who's 8 and a half.
I love children, and I think you're one of the sweetest little boys.
Mamie was introduced to Nathan 2 years ago when Nathan's father sold an elder-adapted computer to the nursing home. She agreed to be Nathan's audio pen pal. Even though she's blind and can't see the computer, Mamie seems happy to go along with the process. The activities director at the nursing home handles the technical end, both recording Mamie's voice and playing Nathan's messages back to her.
A new message from Nathan.
Hi, Mamie. This is Nathan. I'm glad I saw you last weekend, and I hope you have a good Christmas, and I can't wait to see you on your birthday. Bye.
Their exchanges are short, about 30 seconds usually, but even in a half minute, these two manage to communicate a lot of information and emotion.
You're very special. You're going to be a big special in this world because God put you here for a purpose. Maybe he's keeping me to talk to you and love you and tell you how wonderful you are.
Nathan says Mamie often regales him with stories about growing up a century ago without any technology. She says times were easier then. And he says, as well as the history lessons, she also sends him pearls of advice.
Like one time she said to me to hug my little sister, who's sometimes a little hard to love. She said just hug her and tell her that stop doing things wrong. So it's kind of a surprise to hear all this advice when I wasn't expecting this much from a 109-year-old.
About a third of the 94 residents of Mamie's nursing home use email. 3, like Mamie, use the voice technology, but that number is expected to grow as the audio technology gets easier to use. For NPR News, Helen Gray in Denver.